perspective. Tisha B'Av is really a day that's defined by three identities. It's a Yom Tainis, it's a Yom Avelos, and it's a Yom Moed. There's a lot of interacting between those three different elements. They don't exist in isolation. They're competing for time and space with each other. In different ways, the day lends itself over the course of time to one motif or the other. And in that way, Tisha B'Av really is sui generis. It doesn't share that triad with any other day of the year. There are days of Tainis, of course, even Midaraisa, Yom HaTzom Atzmo, like Yom Kippur, which is obviously not a day of Avelos. It's certainly a day of Tshuva, but it's not a day of Avelos. It's a Moed, as Tisha B'Av is a Moed. But again, you know, you only have that kind of an overlap, and Yom Kippur would be the closest parallel. Other days are Moadim, and they lack any element of Avelos by definition. And they're not Taniyos, and they can't be Taniyos. They're Aser Behesped, and they're Aser Betainis. And so Tisha B'Av, the fact that it could be a Yom Tainis, it could be a Yom Avelos, and a Yom Moed, isn't just a multiplicity of identities, but it's seemingly paradoxical and contradictory halachic identities, the coexistence of which is a phenomenon that's not to be expected and has to be very carefully studied to understand how these things can be true. Anytime you're dealing with multiple strata in halacha, or in life in general, you always have to figure out what's in the dominant position and what's in a more secondary position, what's the major key and what's the minor key. In Tisha B'Av, that's not always easy to determine, because it depends when you're looking, before Chatzos or after Chatzos. We talked a little bit about the relevance of that yesterday to Yom Tainis and Yom Tov. Tisha B'Av, it becomes very significant, as we know. And Erev Tisha B'Av in particular is a study in just how complex this can be. Erev Tisha B'Av expresses itself in some of the halachos of Moed. Erev Tisha B'Av also expresses itself in terms of the impending Avelos. Remember, especially for the Rav's presentation, you know, the intensification of that Avelos period, once you move from, you know, the model of Shnei Masar Chodesh to Shloshim, to Shiva, to Yom HaMisa Ba'atzmo, so you actually have increasing, once you get to Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos, increasing measures of Avelos as well. So Erev Tisha B'Av is a good place to start chronologically, but it's also a complicated place to start conceptually, because we'll actually sense both dimensions. I'll make a presentation today about what I think Moed is about. It's a very strange thing. It derives from none other than the Pasuk, Karai Lai Moed Lishbor Bachurai, Pasuk in Eicha itself, so it's rooted in Mikra, Karai Lai Moed Lishbor Bachurai, Ikre Moed. That sense of is it a Moed intrinsically, in what sense does it compare it to other Moadim, is a very significant line of questioning. And I'll give you my perspective today in terms of the Moed motif. We'll discuss Tainis and Avelos more completely, but let's not overlook Moed, and let's also you know, bear in mind that Moed will come up later on as well. The Mishnah Masechta Tainis that we started with, Chamisha Dvarim Yiras Avosinu B'Shivasar B'Tamis V'Chamisha B'Tisha B'Av, I made the case in our very opening of the Kayetzman that this Mishnah was of great significance, both in terms of elevating the status of Shivasar B'Tamis, which we'll mark tomorrow, Be'atzmo, right, in terms of the comparison to Tisha B'Av, but also in terms of framing this Bein HaMitzarim period. B'Shivasar B'Tamis Nishtabra Luchos Batal Tamid Huvko Ha'ir Saraf Apis Tamasid HaTorah, we'll talk about all these issues tomorrow. Veheemid Selam Baheichal makes it sound like it was Apis Tamas that did it, as opposed to the other Gersa Vehu Amad Selam Baheichal. Betishabav, Nigzar Lavosinu Shalikansu La'aretz, right, that's a back in Parsha Shlach. v'charav habayis barishonu v'ashniya v'nilked habeisar v'nechresho ha'ir. Mishenech nasav matin b'simcha shabbos achaltish habios b'socha aser milasaper milachabes b'chamishin mutarin mipnei kavod shabbos erev tishabav lo yochal adam shnei tavshilim lo yochal basar lo yishtayayin. So already you see, according to the position of the chachamim, in the Mishnah, is that Erev Tisha B'Av has a new chalos, right? So we have Mishenich Nasav, we should have Shavua Shechalbo, and then we have Erev Tisha B'Av. So that's going to be our point of departure. So Lo Yochal Basar V'Lo Yishtayayin. Now, the truth is, by the time you get done with the halacha, it's not really Erev Tisha B'Av, but it's Erev Tisha B'Av, as we say, after Chatos, or in the Suda Mafsekes. Right, but the formulation, the Mishnah, is a little broader than that. It gives you the sense that Erev Tisha B'Av itself is a chalos. That you don't have to be so formalistic about it, but a person, let's say, who's used to, you know, 2x should have x, a person who's used to x should have half x, whatever it is. And Rabbi Yehuda, Mechayev Bechriyas Amita, one of the elements of Avelos that's not widely practiced today, Lohodu Lo Chachamim, the rabbis rejected that position in its entirety. So you don't look any further than Mishnah to know Erev Tisha B'Av has a chalos, but again, it's a chalos that we would have never expected from the Mishnah that should be associated with Moed. On the contrary, it seems like it's, you know, gearing up towards, you know, maybe its identity as a Yom Tainus, maybe its identity as a Yom Avelos. An interesting point of contrast for just a moment is, of course, you know, if you look at the practices of Tisha B'Av, you think about them, we understand very well that Chazal predicated them on Yom Kippur. So, you know, the idea of Tisha B'Av of being Mima'et, or to quote from one of the Shittos in the Mishnah, at least Mishana, which really means to be Mima'et, is striking in terms of the special mitzvah of being Marbe on Erev Yom Kippur, right? So that is clearly in the background here. And again, further establishes the severity of Tisha B'Av as a Yom HaTainus and Yom HaVelos, that, you know, we're not looking to somehow soften the blow, ki luhi sanisem chi v'asiri, and that we've spoken about extensively earlier in the year, so we'll you know, allow our previous analysis to stand. The last sif, the last sif in Simen Tavkof Nun Beis, which deals well with the halachos of Erev Tisha B'Av, so it says, Eino mim tachnon Erev Tisha B'Av mincha mishum dekri moed. Vim hu Shabbos, right, again, it happens all the time, Eino mim tidkascha is a day when tachnon would not be said, that's the Maharil. So the Mechaber and the Ramah, right, are both, you know, reflecting the fact that the liturgy of Erev Tisha B'Av is sensitive to Tisha B'Av's status as a moed. And it's a remarkable phenomenon, mishum de'ikre moed. Now, one way of thinking about that is captured, I think, magnificently by the Aruch HaShulchan. Ein omrim tachan v'mincha b'erev Tisha B'Av, mishum de'ikre moed, v'chein omrim tzidkas chatzedek, mincha Shabbos erev Tisha B'Av, v'gam Tisha B'Av v'atzmo kein, v'ha'inin hu l'siman, ki anu muvtachin b'Hashem yizbarach, she'or yizhapcho ha'yamim ho'ela l'moedim b'simcha, V'yamim tovim. So, you know, the Aruch HaShulchan lays out a really magnificent case for Tisha B'Av as a moed. Anybody want to try to explain what the Aruch HaShulchan has in mind? It really could be interpreted of one of two valid ways. So let's go to Ilan and Anavi for, you know, explanations.
These fasts will all turn into good days, like as the Navi says, like Soma Chamishi, Soma Rabi, Le Sasana Simcha eventually. So if it's all going to be good days eventually, it can't be that the day has a status as like such a terrible day, that in the future it's going to be good. So basically the day's status already is predetermined.
Okay, very interesting. Okay, well done, Ilan. We'll come back to that. Navi?
I think Elon said what I was going to say.
Okay, and Eitan?
That we're already celebrating the fact that in the future it'll be like a happy day and a Yom Simchas Hasson.
Okay, right. So that's I think that we're getting building consensus around this idea. Shemi?
I was going to say that like Moed means a set time. So even though right now we don't have the Gula and it's and you know, it's not a happy day, we're not celebrating it, but the time has already been set, it's already a moed, so we have to acknowledge that, even if it hasn't actually happened yet.
Okay, so these are very really outstanding formulations of what the Aruch HaShulchan is driving at. So basically, I think, you know, one could have approached this from two different angles, subtly different angles. One perspective is to say that Tisha B'Av is really Yom Tainus and Yom Avelus, but in light of the fact that there is a pasuk in Zechariah, Tzom Erviv, Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaShvi, Tzom Asir, Yala Beis Yehuda, L'Sasun, L'Simcha, V'HaEmes, V'HaShalom, Mehavu. So what that means is that as a concession to a future event, right, you know, Bebias Goel Tzedek, and, you know, Bizman Shei Shalom Besimcha, like the Yom Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yilcha says, so, you know, we'll make a, like a, you know, almost a token concession to that, and there won't be any Tachanun, it's Tzidkascha and Shabbos, and that it's an anticipatory in nature. The other way of looking at it is that it actually speaks very much to the essence of the day right now. In other words, in Yahadus, that you cannot have a Yom Avelus and a Yom Tainus that is not at the same time replete with a sense, not just of abstract anticipation, but of the inevitability of Geula. That's part of Tzipisa LeYeshua. So it's not just, you know, sort of there as a token reflection of the fact that, you know, one day, Lasid Lavo, you know, that all this will change, but on the contrary, the very notion of catastrophe from a Jewish perspective has to be, must be, balanced with the possibility of, and the inevitability of Geula v'Yeshua. Okay, that's going to be an extremely important point, right? In other words, that manifests itself now, not just in terms of anticipating what will be the case. So the Aruch HaShulchan, I think, again, the language is quite magnificent, in my opinion. Ba'inanu l'siman, ki anu muftachim, be'Hashem yizbarach, sha'od yizhapchu, right? That language that Ilan referred to. Ayam ve'ele l'mo'adim b'simcha v'yamim tovim. So on the one hand, he hits this idea that it's, you know, anticipatory, yizhapchu. But there's also, you know, very much a present, just an existential awareness, ki anu muftachim, v'Hashem Yizbarach, an amazing thing. So I think that the Tisha B'Av as a moed is like Shemi says, there is an anticipatory dimension to it, but like Ilan says, it also reflects a mitzios, which is, you know, very much right now, that the geula, you know, will be, that, you know, despair is truly impossible because of, you know, our sense of Hashivenu Hashem Elecha v'Nashuva Chadesh Yemenu Kekedem, which is exactly where Megillas Kinos ends. Now that leads us to the real point that I wanted to develop today. It's just to take a look at the Rambam in Tanios. The Rambam says the following: Tisha B'Av Chamish Dvar Mirabo Nigzal Arvos Yisrael B'Midbar Shaloi Kansu La'aretz Chayar Abayis B'Rishona V'Shnia. Basically, just quoting the Mishnah. Let's skip ahead. Uvo bayom, this is non-bolded part, hamuchan leporanos, charishtunis rufus harasha sahechal v'esviv of l'kayim mashenemar, tzion sadeh techaresh. Okay, so it's a little more than you find that you find in the Mishnah, because you have the pasuk quoted, tzion sadeh techaresh. But, you know, basically, with respect to these four events, the Rambam, you know, simply cites them. And the penultimate, you know, listing in the Mishnah, what the Mishnah just said very simply, which was Nilkada Besar, the Rambam turns into a whole essay. V'nilkada ir gedola u Besar Shema v'hayu ba lafim u rivavo smi Yisrael v'hayu lahamelech gadol. You suddenly think, like, am I in Hilchos Chanukah? V'dimu kol Yisrael u'gdolei ha'chachamim, shehu ha'melech ha'mashiach, v'nafal bi'ad ha'romim, v'nerig u'kulam, v'haysat sara gedola kemo, chorban beis ha'mikdash. And you read that and you think to yourself, wow, the Rambam went to town with this, right? The Rambam went absolutely to town with this. And it was, you know, a ke'ev, it was a destruction that was like chorban beis ha'mikdash ba'atzma. So let's try to understand. Let's try to assess what the Rambam was doing in terms of his dramatic expansion of the role of Besar in terms of the elements of Tisha B'Av. You know, you would have thought, you know, Nigzar Avaseinu Shalei Kansu La'aretz, Charav Abayis Berishon Vishni. I'm not sure how much more is necessary, right? Chamir Lan Sreifas Beis Elokeinu. So Nilkada Besar, okay, that's, you know, the Mishnah adds that too. It just happened to be on that date. And then, you know, Venech Risha Ha'ir, fine. So the Rambam, you know, you would get the impression from Hilchos Tanios that, like, the most dramatic thing that happened on Tisha B'Av was Nilkada Besar. I mean, the Rambam just, you know, spends a lot more time developing that notion. So and the Rambam does it from a certain point of view. Certainly he's focused on the Alafim or the Revavos, the calamity, the catastrophe, the destruction, the loss of life, right? It's all very profound. It's all very real. Alafim, Revavos, Mi Yisrael, right? All there, all extremely painful. And yet, the presentation of the Rambam does not really focus primarily on the human loss. V'hayu l'ham melech gadol, v'dimu kol yisrael gdolei chachamim shu melech ha-mashiach, v'nafal b'yad ha-romim v'nergu kulam v'haysetzar gadolei kamo chorban beis ha-mikdash. I think in the Rambam's point of view, as a matter of fact, the essential element, what Besar adds qualitatively to the Tisha B'Av experience, the Dvarim She'iru, is the sense of crushed hope. Right? That even the Gedolei Chachmei Yisrael, right, in allusion undoubtedly to Rabbi Akiva, right, were convinced that this was the real thing, and that was crushed. So let's try to key in on this. Now, according to our analysis of Moed, of what Moed represents, why is Besar so significant? We said Moed really has within it two elements. On the one hand, right, it reflects anticipation. On the other hand, it reflects something which is already present, that, you know, Geula and Yeshua must come. And yet, it's specifically within that context that Besar emerges as a core, not just a secondary or a tertiary element of the day, in addition to the Gzeirah on the Dor HaMidbar and Chorban Bayis Rishon, Chorban Bayis Sheni. But how does Besar add qualitatively? Akiva.
It was the year that the Aruch HaShulchan is describing. It was Yitapu Hayom Ha'ilim, Adam Losim Hayom Tovim. And then all of a sudden, it was gone. So it's basically the epitome of us realizing the idea of Tisha B'Av, that even though that happened and there was that year, so we still have to look forward, right? Even though it didn't happen then, and that is what we're mourning. We're mourning the fact that we still don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we still don't have Mashiach, but we have an eye towards the future like that generation did, like they did in Beitar. And we admire their hope while still recognizing, I don't want to say the failure of that generation, but what didn't happen or what could have happened.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Rambam is you know, frankly, you know, putting their failure front and center, Vidimu, right? It was in they imagined to themselves, and that was ultimately, you know, was extremely dangerous. They were all cut down. So I think what the Rambam is doing here is the Rambam is saying, you know, we have to have internal checks on Tisha B'Av. And the internal check about a day which is so saturated with hope and expectation, Chadesh Yamenu Kekedem, you know, the check on the Tzipisa LeYeshua is Besar itself, right? And that, I think, becomes a very critical. The more that you believe, right, that Tisha B'Av has a primary status of Moed, not just a secondary or a tertiary status of Moed, and that Moed is inextricably linked with Tzon HaRaviv, Tzon HaChamishi, El Beis Yehuda, L'Sason, L'Simcha, right? So the more that a critical element of the day has to be, Tipeach Ruchan Shel Mechash V'Kitzin, is not being dochek es hasha'a, not being like the Bnei Ephraim were in Mitzrayim 30 years too early, and not being, as we're about to see, like that original marking of Tisha B'Av, how that was built into the system there as well. I'm going to try to show that this is kind of a derabanan ke'en de'oraisa in just a moment. I think the expansion of the significance of the role that Besar plays within the framework of Tisha B'Av has everything to do with the notion of Tisha B'Av as a moed and an anticipatory moed at that, and how careful we have to be about those themes from the Rambam's point of view of redemption. They can lead people to very dark places. And Ilan, it's not just they can lead people to very dark places, but they can lead exceedingly great people to very dark places, right? The Gdolei Chachmei Yisrael, the Rambam has enormous reverence for, and yet, you know, it has to be very, very carefully calibrated against a sense of Irenu Viloata, Ashurenu Vilo Karov, Darach Kochav Miyakov, Ekam Shevet Miyisrael, Machatz Pasei Moav, Ekarkar Kol B'nei Sheis. I note that it seems to me that there's a very deep rooting here within the framework of of the Chumash itself. I consider this to be almost paradigmatic. We'll talk about this a little bit tomorrow in for Shavuos Arba Tabbos in terms of Shviras Haluchos and what that means. But I just want to go over an element of the way that Tisha B'Av in its original year is presented to us by the Torah. Vayidaber Moshe hadvarim ha'ela kol b'nei Yisrael. Vayisablu ha'am me'od. So there was avelos bimeod on Tisha B'Av, right? This is when the Jewish people learned they were not going to go into the land of Israel. Tisha B'Av as a yom avelos, it's already established here in the Chumash. Vayashkimu v'boker, vayelu al rosh ahar le'mor hinenu, ve'alinu al makom asher amar Hashem kichatanu. Vayomer Moshe, lama ze atam uvrim ispi Hashem, v'hi lo sitzlach. Al talu kien Hashem bekir b'chem, v'lo tinagfu lifnei oyveichem. Ki amaliki v'aknani sham lifneichem, tfaltem b'charev, ki al kein shavtem me'acharei Hashem. Right? You retreated from Hashem. Obviously, this establishes the paradigm for tshuva. V'shavta ad Hashem lokecha. The Jewish people ran away from God and running away from the land that God has chosen. Eretz Asher Hashem lokecha doreish osa. Ki al kein shavtem me'achar Hashem. I think Tisha B'Av is a yom tshuva slash yom tainus is created here as well. V'lo yeh Hashem imachem. V'yapilu alos al rosh ahar. V'aron bris Hashem u'moshe. V'mashu mikerav ha'machaneh. V'yirad ha'maliki v'aknani yoshiv b'harahu. Vayakum, vayaktum, adachar. The story of the Mapilim. But what makes it so significant in light of today's analysis? Who can sort of, you know, ferret out what's already being established as a kind of a prototype in Chumash? Shimmy, go ahead.
Just like Beitar, they were also trying to get the Geula too early, and bad things happened.
Right. So Shimi, they're trying to, you know, force matters on their own terms, right? It doesn't work that way. Tzipisa li Yeshua. Im kol ze achakelo. You can't be dochek es hasha. This is the first messianic moment recorded in the Chumash. Again, we're told later on in Sefer Divrei Hayamim that the Bnei Ephraim had their own messianic moment, right? This is recorded by Targum Yonasan ben Uziel and Tehillim Mizmorayin Ches as well, you know, that they left 30 years early and they wanted to be Doche Kes HaShah. Right? Very, very bad things happen when people try to force things and rush things. What that means. It's a very dangerous thing to try to create a reality that's not a reality. Very dangerous thing. So I think the more that you accept Tisha B'Av as a true Yom Moed, because of our, as the Aruch HaShulchan writes so magnificently. Hareanu muvtachin, our ironclad bitachon in Yeshua's Hashem, the more necessary it is to remind people it's Yeshua's Hashem, and don't try to be dochek es hasha. Whether it's the Ma'apilim, whether it's Besar, or anything else. It's only because Tisha B'Av has such an identity, muvhak, as a day of Moed, because we can't talk about calamity without also talking about Ve'af Gamzos B'Yosam Be'eretzoy Ve'hem Lo Ma'astim Lo Galtim L'Chalosam Zacharti Esbrisi Yaakov Ve'af Esbrisi Yitzchak Ve'af Esbrisi Avram Ezkar Ve'aretz Ezkar. You can't talk about one without coming to the other, right? That is the promise. Vikashta mishamas Hashem Elokecha matzasa ki sitr shena b'chol vavcha v'chol nafshecha. It will happen. V'acharis hayamim v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha v'shamata b'kolo. Ki kel rachum Hashem Elokecha liyar p'chav lo yashchisecha v'lo yishkach hasbris avosecha asher nishba lahem. It's a reality for us, not just tomorrow, but today. But again, you can see how that becomes a danger. If it's a reality today, then why can't I simply dictate on my own terms? And Jewish history, which is so important, Zecharya Moselam Binu Shnos Dor Vador, which hopefully you'll have a chance to study more at this level and further levels of education, is replete with these tragedies. Where people will, again, in a sense of combination of desperation and utter conviction that the, you know, ki kirova Yeshua silavo v'tzid kasili higalos, whether, you know, some of the more famous ones, the Frankist movement, the Sabbatean movement, the Dani, Ruvain Dani, there are so many that have littered Jewish history in so many different centers of Jewish life in the diaspora. But the Rambam, again, went very much out of his way, out of the natural progression of the Mishnah to demonstrate how critical Besar is to the Tisha B'Av experience. It's a moed, because Hare Anu Muvtachin, but at the same time, Chalila Lanu Litchok Es Hasha, and the consequences are actually part of the Avelos of Tisha B'Av itself. It's an internal check against enacting on the Moed dynamic of Yela Beis Yehuda L'Sason Ula Simcha and trying to create that reality. This has all kinds of nafgamina lehalacha, as we'll see. Again, it's not just the omission of Tachanun and Tzidkascha, but when we talk about Nachem, a little bit later on from now, as we get further and further along into our analysis, we'll see how different perspectives, especially amongst the more recent Achronim, about recitation of Nachem, Ir HaBizuya, Chareva, V'Hashvela, we'll talk about how this perspective of Tisha B'Av as a Yom Moed, but at the same time, a Moed that reminds us, you know, to wait for the Moed, in the ultimate sense, has to impact that question as well, recitation of Nachem. So again, there's going to be all kinds of issues that we're going to deal with that are formulated in light of this status. Tisha B'Av, not only as a Yom Avelos, Vayisablu HaMo, not only as a day of Tainus and Tshuva, Kiel Kein Shavta Me'achari Hashem, these things are all referenced and alluded to in Mikra, but Tisha B'Av as a day of Moed as well, Karalai Moed, Lishbor Bachurai.